नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ 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 अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचिपुत्रमत्रस्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माधुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम नंबर 534 इज महर्षि। This name is given as name 534 in the commentary by Sri Parashara Bhatta. Sri Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he combines this with the next two names. If we take it, Baladev Vidyabhushan takes the three names, Maharshi, Kapila, and Acharya. He takes them as three names. Shankara comments on them as one name, Maharshi Kapila Acharya, and Parashara Bhatta, he takes Maharshi as one name and Kapila Acharya as one name. So there are different ways of breaking up the Sanskrit. But all the commentators come out at 1,000 names, one way or the other, which means if you break one name up in a different way to another, you also have to break up another name in a different way to another. The word Maharshi is a well-known word, even in modern India. There are various people who are claimed to be Maharshis, but as Shankara points out in his commentary, the meaning of the original meaning of the word Rishi is someone who doesn't yawn all the time in class, kindly. Well, no, that's not the meaning actually, but that's one thing they also don't do. It means the original meaning is mantra drashta, one who sees the or who experiences the mantra. How are the Vedas transmitted? That's a big story. Transmitted from Narayana. At the beginning of creation, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kaviye, he reveals within the heart. So Brahma is called Adi Kavi in this because in this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, because he's the first one. Kavi means a learned person. He's the first one to whom the Vedic mantras are revealed. And there are many rishis to whom the Vedic mantras have been revealed. Rishi can mean, then, according to Shankara here, one who envisions one part of the Vedas, and a Maharshi is one to whom all the three Vedas are revealed. So he's called a Maharshi. So that's the real meaning of the word Maharshi. Nowadays, it's often given to someone who is considered learned, saintly, There are many maharshis, in actual maharshis in Vedic history. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Maharshi nam Bhriguraham. Among all the maharshis, I am Bhrigu, or I am represented in the Vibhuti Yoga chapter of the Gita, in which he describes, Krishna Bhagavan describes to Arjuna various manifestations by which he can be perceived within this world, or specific manifestations of his opulence, known as vibhutis. So when Krishna says that he is Bhrigu among the maharshis, means there are many maharshis, because if there are only one or two, it wouldn't be meaningful, would it? Yeah. It means one who is excellent in the class. Rishinang Vasudeva Smi, among the Vrishnis. There are many, many Vrishnis, but the Vasudev is Mriganam cha Mrigendroham. Among the animals, he is the king of the animals. So there are many varieties of animals, but the king of the animals is represented by the lion. So in this way we can understand there are many maharshis, but this name, although he says I'm Bhrigu, but actually all the commentators, they say that this name Maharshi, of course that can be given to any Narayana manifestation, any avatar or the original form of Narayana, because they're all Vedavit. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am Vedavit. So they all, but this is specifically connected with the name Kapila, whose avatar of Vishnu, whose name comes up next. I won't speak so much about Kapila because I'm just going to concentrate now, because I'm speaking on Maharshi, this particular. Now, just prior to this, there's all the names, they can be all interlinked, and the commentators, they mostly interlink the names with names that have just gone before or just gone after. This whole series of names, all the commentators, they link that with Kapila Rishi, the propounder of Sankhya Darshan, who is a Narayan avatar, accepted as a Narayan avatar. So just prior to this, in the previous verse, came the name Satya Dharma. So we can link Kapila with this, as he's a maharshi because, well, let's go to Kapila first. He realized the Vedas, not maharshi means not that they study the Vedas, but it's just reveals, just manifested within them. So about Kapila, it said also that he's known for chanting all the Vedas without a break. Just go on, chanting all of the Vedas. Shvetashvatara Upanishad states, Rishing Prasutam Kapilam Mahantam. Kapila was a rishi from his very birth. He didn't attain that status later. Sometimes, even Krishna wasn't known as Bhagavan. He wasn't known as Bhagavan at his birth. He became known later. Hanuman, he wasn't known for his greatness until his greatness didn't become manifest. His great power, his great strength, that didn't become known until when? Till it came time for jumping over to Lanka. Otherwise, he was known as a great minister, very strong, but his strength became, at childhood, he manifested his strength. But then they thought, it's too much. He's a little baby and he's got all this strength. He's going to catch the sun in his hand and it's too dangerous. So his own knowledge of his strength was hidden from himself until it became time for him to use it. So there may be others who they don't manifest from the very beginning, but Kapila was from the very beginning. He's also known as a rishi, and he's also a maharshi because he spoke the Sankhya system of knowledge. Sankhyasya vakta kapilaf paramarishi sa uchyate. This is quoted here, but the source of the quotation is unidentified. So, Satya Dharma, let's link this with Satya Dharma. Because there are so many speakers, so many maharshis, they may be called maharshis, but they're not in the category, they're not Vishnu. Yajnavalkya, Kanarda, Patanjali, different maharshis. But the Satya Dharma is spoken by Kapila Bhagavan, Sankhya Darshan, Astikya, as opposed to the Nastik Kapila. And that is a philosophical system whereby analyzing all the ingredients of the universe via the Vedic system. See, there are two things at work. Veda's knowledge comes to us from above. That is the there's the avarohana and arohana panta. So knowledge which comes from above, and then there's our own endeavor to try to get knowledge. So Sankhya, that's a taking knowledge from the Vedas, that there are all the different constituents, and then analyzing that and coming up with the understanding that there is the 24th element, which is not, it's in a different category to that of the material elements, that is the Atma, and then there is the Paramatma. So this Sankhya, it's a lead-in or the basis for a Vedanta philosophy. Which it just analyzes and shows there's Atma, and then the yoga system is the practical manifestation of the Sankhya Darshan. These two philosophies go together. Yoga and Sankhya. Yoga is the practical, yeah. Or rather we can say the yoga system takes the Sankhya system as its basis. But then the Vedanta sutras begin with Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Yoga Anushasanam, the yoga system just begins, it just describes yoga, but there's and then that is Chitta Viroda Nivritti? Yoga? No, it's not. Niroda, I am afraid. Chitta. What is it? Chitta? I complain. Chitta Vritti Niroda. That's it. Stopping the Chitta Vritti. But Vedanta starts off with the Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Stopping the waves of the consciousness. But Vedanta starts off. Anyway, this is all a very complicated discussion. This kind of thing maharshis, they get together and discuss. We find in the Bhagavatam that all the maharshis, they were all assembled once. And they wanted to find out who is the greatest among Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Similarly, The question was asked among the assemblies of Maharaj. This is the kind of things they discuss. That the Vedas, they are sound, but sound is material, so how can it sound liberate us? Anavriti Shabdat, it's sound, and it's received through our material mind and consciousness. These are the kind of questions they discuss. Similarly, we find in the Bhagavatam, the four Kumaras, they approached Brahma and said that, well, we're entangled in material life because the senses are interact with the sense objects. But you can't stop that. The senses, they always interacting, and then the senses, the objects of the senses, they enter into the senses. They're inextricably linked. So how can you stop that? And then whether you, unless you stop that, you can't get liberated. But you can't stop it, because always the senses and the senses. These are the Kumaras. And Brahma, he also couldn't work it out. And you stand there thinking. And then Hansa Avatar appeared. Kastvam, the Kumara. Who are you? He said, well, that's the problem. You forgot. That's the answer to your question. You forgot about me. That's the problem. You're trying to work it all out by yourself. But I am beyond this. So these are the kind of things Maharshis discuss. It's not Ayurveda. They say, what is that? They, some of these Maharshi something Ayurveda. Oh, Patanjali's.
Patanjali for us.
I see, yeah. Patanjali's Maharshi, but he's not promulgating Ayurveda. Well, Dhanvantari does that. He's Vishnu avatar, but it's... I see, yeah. But it's Ayurveda, that's something to do with the body. Maharshis, they don't discuss on this part. So Kapila is, yeah, all the different Maharshis, but Kapila is, the name Kapila, or rather Maharshi here, it doesn't refer to Patanjali. It refers to, although sometimes in the yoga system, sometimes Patanjali is considered to be an Antashesh avatar. But anyway, here it's said to be Kapila, because he promulgates Satya Dharma. There are so many dharmas within the world. We find that, or understandings of dharma, we find that Uddhava, he asked Krishna that, why are there so many different philosophies in the world? So many different ideas. And then Krishna said, well, I spoke the Vedas at the beginning, but then there are so many different kinds of people, and they have all different kinds of understandings, and they all interpret it in different ways. And that's why there are so many different philosophies. So, actual philosophy is given. Otherwise, someone may follow this path, that path, another path, but to get the right path, Mahajana, Yena Gata Sapanta, one has to follow the Mahajana, which we can take as a close synonym of Maharshi. So, Satya Dharma means that Dharma which leads to the ultimate satya, satyang parang dhimahi, upon whom we have to meditate. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So Maharshi Kapila teaches this satya dharma. This nowadays dharma is mixed up, or the understanding of dharma is mixed up with it. Well, just being very nice, being very good, dealing with others gently, feelingly, empathetically is a popular word. Opening hospitals and schools, all this kind of thing. But this is not the essence of dharma. This, These are just basic human behavior, byproducts, we can say. It's not that dharma is to speak nicely with others. If one is dharmic, he should do so, but that doesn't constitute the essence of dharma. That's just sadharan vyavaha, you can call it, just ordinary behavior. But people are so low and fallen that they think that most people are cheating each other and vilifying each other, and so if someone can just be nice with someone, they say, oh, very big sadhu. Satya dharma means to understand what is actual satya, and Kapila points the way to that. Therefore, Maharshi, the name Maharshi, is given specifically in the context. This is Vishnu Sahasranama, so it's not that any Maharshi. Maharshi is a name for Vishnu, but it's not that any Maharshi is Vishnu. Just like one of the names here is Jiva. It doesn't mean that every Jiva is Vishnu. It is specifically in the context of Vishnu Sahasrana. Some, as I've said many times going through these names, some of the names of Vishnu Sahasranama, they may pertain to others also. Maharshi, Bhrigu, he's a Maharshi. Patanjali is a Maharshi. But some names, they only refer to Vishnu. Just like coming up in the next verse is Mahavaraha. Well, I guess you could say any large boar could be called a Mahavaraha, but not Maha. No, this is really a name of Vishnu, because they're not going to be that big that they're going to pick up the earth on their tusk. So that only Vamana can refer to any dwarf. But when we say Vamana, we refer to Vishnu. And I think in most Indian languages they don't use the word Vamana for dwarf. They have some colloquial term. So practically the word Vamana, at least in modern Indian languages, means Vishnu avatar. Although in Sanskrit it can refer to any small boy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Bhagavat, when he's a small boy, he's going for his that ceremony. They're choosing, should they choose the book or so. And so he refers to it as a Vamana. Brahmin, small Brahmin boy, can also be called Vamana. Well, let's look and see if there's anything else to say. Yeah, okay, I'll stop there. Short and sweet. We hope it's sweet. Bhakti should be sweet. Madhurja Bhagavata Sa. The essence of Bhagavan's Bhagavata, what makes him Bhagavan, is his sweetness, more than anything else.
We see in the Bhagavatam, the first chapter, that Shukadeva Goswami is sitting among Brahma Rishi, Nada Rishi, Deva Rishi, Sandai.
There's Rishi, Devarshi, Brahmarshi, Vishwamitra. He wanted to become a Maharshi, Brahmarshi. He went up. With a lot of trouble. He did it in one lifetime. Yeah.
So, the Maharishi is Brahmarishi, or is he above? Is he above Brahmarishi?
No, the Brahmarishi is the... in the story of Vishwamitra, we see that he wanted to become a Brahmarishi. He became a Maharishi, and then he went on and became Brahmarishi.
Great assembly of saintly personalities, there was Vyasadeva, the Brahma Rishi. So, and in the translation, it is given saint among the Brahmanas. But the Narada is called Deva Rishi, and he is definitely better than
That's Narad being called a Devarshi means that's according to his birth, because he was the mental son of Brahma, so he's counted among the Devas, the original Devas. That's why. It's not according to his status as a Rishi that he's called Devarshi, but because among the Devas, most of them, they were the mental sons of Brahma, and they were born as they were the Prajapatis. They became the Prajapatis. But Narad was a Rishi. So that's the distinction there. Terms can be used differently in different contexts also. Brahmarshi can also mean one who has realized Brahma. A rishi among the Brahmavadis, those who are attempting to understand Brahma. So perfected among them, Brahmarshi. Like that. And also these kind of terms, we'll find that they're used differently in different contexts by different authors, even by the same author. Just like the word yoga and yogi in Bhagavad Gita, generally Krishna uses it to mean karma yoga. Sometimes he uses it to mean all different kinds of yoga. In the sixth chapter, it's used for the Ashtanga yoga system. So that's why we require commentaries and acharyas. And the acharyas, they may disagree over the use of a word also, or give different understandings to the same word in the same verse. So it all becomes quite complex. Can become quite complex. Therefore, Harennama, 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 Eva Kaivalam, Kalonas, Javanas, Javanas, Javagatiranyata. Don't bother our brains too much. Chant Hare Krishna. In this Kali Yuga, the only way. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was discussing in Varanasi with the Prakashananda Saraswati, they asked him, why are you chanting? He always chanting. He's supposed to be a sannyasi. What is the duty of a sannyasi is the Veda Patan, studying the Vedas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Guru Mor Shuno Shripadeha Karan, Prabhu Kahe Shuno Shripadeha Karan, Guru More Murka Deki Karelo Sharshan. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that my guru saw that I was a fool. This is why I'm chanting Hare Krishna. My guru saw that I was a fool. He said, Murka tumi tomar nahik vedanta dika. Krishna mantra japa shada e mantrasha. He said, you're a fool. You're not qualified for Vedanta study. Even though in his youth he was just up to that very point, he was the greatest scholar in Navadvip as a young boy. Which Navadvip, a great place of learning, and he defeated the Digvijayi. He said, you're not suitable, you're not qualified for studying Vedanta. You just chant Hare Krishna. Chant well, he says. Vedantarika, Krishna Nama Mantra. You chant the Krishna name. That's the essence of all mantras. And then he goes on. There's a whole discussion. That Krishna mantra hoite hobe shong shamo chan, Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charam. Can you understand? Krishna mantra hoite hobe shong shamo chan. By Krishna mantra you'll be delivered from material rebirth. And Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna charan, and you'll attain the lotus feet of Krishna by Krishna Nama. Nam binu kali kale nahik aro dharma. Sarva shastra saranam e shastra marma. In Kali Yuga, there's only one dharma. There's no other dharma apart from this. Krishna Nam is the essence of all mantras. This is the essence of the Vedas is to understand that the name of Krishna is the essence of all mantras. And therefore, Nacho Gao Bhakta Sange Karo Sankitam Nam Upadeshi Krishna Nama Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Therefore, you sing and dance. He said, my guru told me to sing and dance and do Sankirtan and instruct others about Krishna Nam and in this way deliver all people. So the guru's order, what can I say? Guru told me not to, you're saying I should do dhyan and Veda Patan. This is the dharma of a sannyasi. Dharma Veda Patan Sanyasira Dharma. Eha Chare Kene Karo Bhavukera Karma. Why have you given up the dharma of a sannyasi to meditate and study the Vedas? Why have you given it up to act like a sentimentalist? That was the challenge. So there's the guru's order. What can I say? My guru said, I'm a fool. And he's supposed to be the greatest scholar. He said, you're a fool. You can't study Vedanta. Actually, to study Vedanta, one has to study Sanskrit, and then one has to study all the Shaddarshan. Then you can come to it. Atato Brahmajaya means that after you've been through all the different darshans, there's the Atai Yoga Anushasanam, and then Atato Dharma Jignasa in the there's the Purva Mimamsa, then you come to Uttar Mimamsa. It's a big job. More than our brains can handle, probably, to understand all these things. Someone should understand it. But not for everyone. It's a very... And even to study the Vedas, that requires adhika. Generally, the adhika, the eligibility, is considered that one should be born in a Brahmin family. But now, the Brahmin, who are the Brahmins? They're all... who's living as a Brahmin? Not many actually living. There are still some families, but not many are actually following like that. Just like you're from a Brahmin family. But... The culture is one of materialism, maybe more pious than other people. But basically the goal of life is to get a job and earn money. That's not Brahmana's karma or dharma. So chant Hare Krishna and be happy. What we're discussing here is not what they discuss in the Ramakrishna Mission. It's a different angle altogether. I think the Ramakrishna Mission, it's more in Bengal and Tamil Nadu, these two places especially. In all of India, in these two places it's well established. And in Bengal it's a lot of emphasis is on hospitals, and here in South India it's more ashrams, ashrams also there in Bengal, but in they put a lot of emphasis there on social welfare work. But here it's more the all the English books that they produce, many English books, they're all from South India. Yeah. There's one that Tapasyananda or something, he produced so many books. He was actually from a Sri Vaishnav background. Was it him or someone else? Yeah, it's a different angle. Okay. We'll finish the Hare Krishna. Oh, almost 1 hour. These are supposed to be chinna chinna satsangs. Very small, but of course. Okay, yeah, I'd better get back to my